This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
What a bargain.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. When you think about it, it's pretty amazing that dollar stores still charge a dollar. A century ago, they were five and dimes, but 5 cents has inflated to more than a dollar, and prices feel like they're going up every day now. Dollar stores are starting to get a little creative with their pricing. Today, we'll get a profit report from the 99 cents only chain. Renita Jablonski has more.
Hector Santos says he shops at a 99 cents only store in L.A. because he saves money. But in recent weeks, he noticed a change in some prices.
Well, they don't really go up higher than 99 cents, but instead of $2.99, maybe they charge you 59 cents for each.
Patrick McKeever, an analyst with MKM Partners, says the fancy name for that is flexible pricing strategy.
They are pricing some items below 99 cents. That's actually helping them offset some of the cost increases that they are seeing from their vendors.
McKeever says inflation is causing a lot of retailers to raise prices, but with a name like 99 cents only, you have to get creative.
Six cans at 99 cents was great, and four cans at 99 cents is still great.
If customers still feel they're getting a deal, he says they'll keep coming back. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski for Marketplace.
The insurance company AIG posted its third straight quarterly loss after the bell yesterday. Its shares are down 8% in overnight trading. In Asia, the markets were mixed by the close. The Nikkei fell 1%. European shares are 0.5% higher so far. The Dow is at 11,656. It was up a fraction yesterday, 40 points. The NASDAQ climbed 28, a gain of more than 1%. And the S&P 500 added 4 points. I don't know about you, but several times a day I worry about Donald Trump's fortune. This morning I can rest easy. His company's latest profits will be revealed. A good bit of Trump's business is, of course, roulette wheels and blackjack tables. But the casino industry isn't having such a good year. Rico Galliano reports.
Frank Ferenkoff heads the American Gaming Association in Washington, D.C. He says recession-weary investors who placed their bets on gambling companies may be holding a losing hand.
For a long time, people were saying that the gaming industry, and particularly in Las Vegas, was recession-proof. I've never agreed. I always thought that we were recession-resistant. The numbers that we're seeing so far this year would reflect that.
One example, MGM Mirage profits are down 69%. But Ferenkoff says the problem isn't only that gamblers don't have as much income to lose, wager. They also aren't flying to big gaming destinations like they used to.
The drive-in markets are not hit as hard as the fly-in market. Iowa, Louisiana, Michigan, Missouri, South Dakota all posted actually single-digit gains in the second quarter.
The good news? Resorts in fly-in markets have long split their hands by diversifying into dining, retail shopping, and convention travel. The bad news? In this economy, those aren't exactly good places to hedge your bets. In Los Angeles, I'm Rico Galliano for Marketplace.
Greyhound is scrapping its latest advertising campaign in Canada. The ads promoted the relaxing effects of bus travel. The tagline was, "There's a reason you've never heard of bus rage." But last week, police say a Greyhound passenger was beheaded and cannibalized on a bus in Manitoba. A fellow traveler has been charged with second-degree murder. Greyhound says it is removing billboards and print ads across the country.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at thrivent.com.
First, there was the tech bubble, then the real estate bubble, then the oil bubble. Investors love pouring their money into these inflating markets. It looks like oil might be popping. So where could that speculative money go next? It's a good topic of speculation for our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell. Chris, what do you think?
There are a couple places that it's going to go. I mean, one is you make some money on the upside when the price of oil is going up, and, you know, you can make money on the downside. For example, there's this ETF, PowerShares, and you can make a double the bet on the decline in the price of oil. And over the past month, it's up 30%. But the real speculation, where the money's going to continue to pour, is alternative energy.
But Chris, aren't a lot of those green investing mutual funds and exchange-traded funds down right now?
Oh, yes, they're down because the price of oil is down. Yeah, there's a pullback going on right now. But if you're in Silicon Valley, if you're in Shanghai, if you're in Mumbai, where are you going to be putting your money into? It's going to be alternative energy. And it's not just a U.S. phenomenon. It's a global phenomenon. This could be the mother of all speculations because it's not within one nation's borders.
Well, I think most people would say that investing in alternative energy is a good thing. But a lot of these bubbles, when they pop, a lot of people get hurt. What's the downside of this particular bubble if it happens?
Oh, it's the same downside. Farmland at some point will probably burst in price. Farmland's really high. As the stocks continue to appreciate and more venture capital money goes into it, you know, more and more people in the retirement plans are going to invest in these companies and in these stocks. And then all of a sudden, the bubble will burst. And you'll hear the stories about, I can't retire. I have to go back to work. So you're going to get a boom. You're going to get a bust. And I say, thank you, speculators.
Thank you
for the boom. I'll take the bust. And here's why. It's speculators and their money who are going to bring about the new world. We don't know what business model is going to work. We don't know what new technologies are going to really be the driving force for alternative energy. And it's the speculators that will take that risk. And yes, the bust will come, and then the Fed will step up, and the Fed will prevent the financial system from collapsing. But the new world will be created much faster thanks to speculators.
Well, it's a great topic for debate. Chris Farrell, our economics correspondent, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
If you have an opinion about it, share it with us online at our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.